First, one of the toughest things for Congress to pass legislation on continues to be immigration. Just last week, the House failed to pass a bill that would have lowered legal immigration levels, created a merit-based visa program, and given more funding to border security. One of the big issues in the debate over immigration is how it affects the economy. Our next guest dug into America's changing demographics and says that if the economy and workforce are going to stay stable, we'll need more immigrants in the future. Charles Kenny is a senior fellow at the Center for Global Development. Charles, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
Looking at why the United States will need more immigration in the future, you focused in part on trends in different population groups, one of which is non-Latino white Americans. What are we seeing there?
So for the first time in 2016, the number of non-Latino whites who died was more than the number of non-Latino white natives who were born in the United States. So the number of non-Latino whites in the country kept on going up a little bit because of migration, in-migration of non-Latino whites. But of the native population, for the first time in history, I guess, since the Mayflower, the number of deaths outweighed the number of births.
So that's non-Latino white Americans. What are we seeing in other demographic groups?
Continued growth. So if you look at the African-American population, it's a little bit under two births per death. Amongst the Latino population, it's even more. It's nearly five births for every death. And that is one of the big forces keeping the U.S. population growing.
So we see non-Latino whites not basically replacing themselves, Latinos and African-Americans having higher birth rates. Those are people who are living here. What about immigrants coming to the U.S.? What do they look like demography-wise?
So immigrants coming in, and if you combine the immigrants coming in and the immigrant mothers who come in and then have children, that is the only reason that population growth continues in the United States. And the thing about those immigrants is that they tend to be younger, certainly than the non-Latino white population. They tend to be younger. Much more of them are of working age. So they come in and they sort of immediately enter the workforce, if you will, in huge numbers. And, of course, that's very important for the economy at a time when, unemployment is very low. Firms are looking for people to hire, and migration is providing the people we need to keep the economy growing.
So that's interesting, Charles, because you just touched on another aspect of this. Initially, we were just talking about how many people are being born versus how many people are dying, but there's also the age group factor. So in that non-Latino white demographic, that's a lot of baby boomers right now, isn't it?
Yeah, and so if you look at the median age, sort of the 50th percentile age of the non-Latino white population, it's gone up from 39 to 43 years between 2000 and 2016. Of course, that helps to explain what's happening to birth rates and death rates, right? People are getting older. Age is a predictor of death, obviously. And also, older people have fewer babies. That aging of the population is one of the things driving the growth of the death rate and the decline of the birth rate. And so it's not likely to turn around anytime soon because the non-Latino white population is getting older and older. And that means, not only are they not having babies, they're also beginning to retire more. As you say, the baby boomers are, in retirement age nowadays. Somebody needs to be doing the work that means that we get the taxes, that means we can afford the Social Security and the Medicare that old people need.
So having laid out that kind of chain reaction there, Charles, what kind of void are we looking at in the economy, in the workforce, and are there certain sectors that those aging white Americans are going to be leaving behind?
So we've seen sort of changes in what people are doing in work over time. Famously, the number of manufacturing jobs has been going down, and that's been something that's affected non-Latino white men in particular who can continue to want to work, and some of them have sadly lost jobs because of that decline. At the same time, there's a huge growth in services industry employment. Not all of it as good as the manufacturing jobs, and there's a lot of public policy there to be done to make those services jobs better. But also, some of those services jobs are precisely in the sectors that an aging non-Latino white population really need. So it's in places like healthcare and home care, where it's old people who need those services the most, and increasingly they are being done by minority populations and migrants.
Certainly, President Trump has been very open about his desire to reduce immigration significantly. And Charles, you make the point that those who may be negatively affected by a policy like that could be actually President Trump's base. What connection is there between people who support President Trump and impacts of if we don't get enough immigrants?
Well, if you look at President Trump's base, it is older white people. Those are the ones who overwhelmingly voted for him. Those are the ones who most of all need to make sure that there's an active growing workforce to help support their needs in their retirement, in their aging. And so I think it's sad and somewhat ironic that the very people who most need more migrants, need growing minority populations, are the ones who seem to be supporting a man who, as you say, is pushing hard to reduce both documented and undocumented immigration on grounds that don't really fly. I mean, for a start, I mentioned that we're facing very low unemployment. It's not that there aren't the jobs to go around. Mr. Trump talks about the immigrants bring crime. The evidence is the crime rate amongst documented migrants is lower than the crime rate amongst the native population. So actually, if you want to reduce the crime rate, what you do is you increase legal migration. It's probably one of the fastest ways to reduce the crime rate that we have. So I think that some of Mr. Trump's supporters are being sold a story that just isn't true and is really harmful to them.
Charles Kenny is a senior fellow at the Center for Global Development. We're talking about why increased immigration may be necessary as the U.S. population ages. And Charles, if we are going to need increased population to fill workforce needs, it's not coming from the native-born non-Latino white community. 10, 20, 30 years from now, is our immigration system in a state to allow for the kind of immigration that it sounds like we may very well need?
No, I don't think it is. And this is not a problem just of the last 2 years. We've had an immigration system that's been pretty broken for quite a while. Very low levels of legal migration compared to our needs as an economy. Undocumented migration, which is not the preferred path for the migrants, and not the best way to make sure that they can get good jobs and be secure, and certainly not the preferred outcome from a sort of a legal standpoint. So we need to move to a system that allows for much more mobility of people through legal channels. And frankly, Washington has failed to deliver on that for the last 20 years.
There is concern out there that immigrants, particularly undocumented immigrants, are a drag and a drain on resources and safety net programs. Do we know how the contributions of immigrants to the economy compare to that and whether that's true or not?
So migrants are a huge net plus on the economy. This is not to say that some of them don't take public services some of the time. But let's make the comparison back to these non-Latino whites. If you look at where most most transfers go from the U.S. government, it's to older people. And that's great. It supports Social Security. It supports their health care needs. The migrants who are coming in are young. They're working. They're the ones who are paying into the system so that we can afford to provide that kind of health care that old people deserve and should have. So I think the story is kind of the wrong way around. We think of them as being a drag on the economy. In fact, they are the only thing saving the economy from having a real struggle to support, especially older populations, in the way that they should be supported after a lifetime of hard work.
And Charles, as we wrap up, we've talked about kind of the economics of increasing immigration. We've talked about, you know, maybe the effect on public services, both obtaining them and also contributing to them. What about the political landscape? Do we have any sense of what increased immigration could mean for the politics of our country?
Well, at the moment, clearly, Latinos in particular, who are a large part of the migrant population, don't have a terribly good opinion of the president. That said, when the second George Bush was in office, he came in one of his electoral victories, he carried almost 50% of the Latino vote. This is not necessarily, you know, a bad thing. Republicans should want to be moving away from a base that's based purely on old white people, because they are a shrinking group and they will be a minority of a population very soon. But it's quite possible for them to do that. I think it will take moving away from the current stance of the administration that seems to be to demonize Latinos, to demonize migration, towards one that is more positive towards these groups. But the past has shown that Republicans can attract a large part of the minority population when they reach out. So I don't think this necessarily will have a seismic impact on the share of Democrats and Republicans in the long term in the overall vote. You know, it depends what both parties do. How much do they try and reach out to those groups?
Well, Charles, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Thanks very much for having me.
Charles Kenny is a senior fellow at the Center for Global Development. He was with us to talk about why he says America's economy needs more immigration.